What is going on, you absolute champions? You beautiful humans. You fucking just win-stacking, goal-kicking, just absolute perfect specimens of human beings. How are you guys doing today? It is your buddy Rich back with episode 51. And this one is called Just Take the Step. Just take one step at a time. Have you guys ever heard, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first small step? And I've been thinking about this. The reason, and let me just put this caveat out there, that all of these episodes I'm doing right now before I really start like bringing on guests, well, and all for selfish reasons too, even when I bring on guests, are going to be for my benefit, for learning, for evolving, for growth, for seeking knowledge and trying to peel back the layers of who I am, who I'm trying to become, that type of stuff. But so I put this stuff out there kind of as I had these little breakthroughs or struggles. So it's never really pointed at anybody. So just kind of the things that I learn along the way that I share. It's like I said, it's usually like an email or something that I'm subscribed to that comes across that I find that resonates with me at the current point in my life. So like this one, which I'm calling it Just Take the First Step or One Step at a Time, it's because, you know, I've hired a business / life coach for a couple of months now, and I feel like for some reason I let it intimidate me to the fact, and it might just be my schedule. We've had sick daughters, we've had just life shit happens, and I haven't been taking the action that I need to. That I feel I've been taking some action, but not enough to make me feel like I'm actually moving the needle in the direction where I want. So, and then I came across, you know, a couple of these things, the notes I've been writing down over the past couple of weeks, and wanted to share that with you guys. But before I get into that, if you guys could kindly go over to iTunes or Spotify or anywhere you're listening to this, leave me a review, hopefully a good one, and maybe a comment. You could go over to my Instagram, DM me. It's at @rich_Thayer, Thayer, just like the spelling of the show. Let me know what you think so far. We're into episode 51. Like I said, I'm about to start having some guests on. So super, super stoked. And if you want to kick a few bucks to support the show so we don't have to bring in sponsors and any of that type of stuff as we grow, you can go over to Patreon, patreon.podbean.com/RichThayerShow. You could go over there and you can throw a few bucks. I'm sorry, that was patreon.podbean.com/RichThayer, not RichThayerShow, just RichThayer. And like I said, you can donate a couple of bucks here and there. That's enough about that though. I'm not trying to sell myself or anything, because I'm going to grow this fucking regardless. It doesn't matter. Anyways, okay. So, one step at a time. The reason I'm doing this, like I said, was because for whatever reason, I was letting life stuff get in the way. And it was because, let's face it, I was getting 2-3 hours of sleep a night, having sick kids, up and down and up and down and up and down, sleeping on the floor, sleeping on the couch, yada, 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 all of that stuff. So, I haven't been as consistent in the gym as far as like taking content. I got injured doing the Tough Mudder. I tore a tricep. So just let my motivation, and here's the thing, motivation shit, you guys. It's the discipline that it's the discipline coupled with the connection to our why is what keeps us going, right? It's not the motivation, because that shit fades. I wasn't motivated tonight to come out here at 10:45 and record this podcast, because I know my daughter's probably going to be up in an hour and I'm going to be up with her giving her cough syrup. But it's the discipline that I've had to reinstate, which is why I'm taking a step, okay? So with that said, I thought maybe it was resonating with some of you guys. Like, there's some folks I do kind of some accountability coaching with, you know, and try to help them just maintain their consistency, mostly in fitness, mindset, that type of stuff. But just because sometimes you don't feel like doing it, right? But that's where the discipline comes in, putting in the reps, whether that be with your diet, with that's the business you're trying to start, the podcast you're trying to launch, whatever it is, you're trying to learn a new language, you're trying to, whatever that is, you're trying to become the best version of yourself, the best parent, whatever, you have to develop the discipline to see it through on the days when you don't feel like fucking doing it, right? So we've got to quit overcomplicating the process of reaching our goals, whatever those goals look like for us. Because far too many of us spend our time looking at the big picture and wondering how the hell we're going to get there, right? Jesus, we're looking at this massive mountain. I'm only 51 episodes into this podcast, and I'm looking at people who are, they've monetized it, and it's their single source of income right now, and they're making as much as their old full-time job, and oh my God, it's overwhelming, and I'm trying to do coaching and accountability coaching and all this stuff, and oh my God, I need to get to 50 clients, and I haven't got my first one, So you let that stagnation and overwhelm stop you from taking any damn action, right? But no matter what the goals are, if that's a better career, better relationship, a better house, a better life, all goals are accomplished in the same way, right? That is taking one fucking tiny little step at a time. So instead of us paralyzing ourselves from taking action at all, by focusing on that massive end result, we need to take the time to break our goals down into small daily steps, and then we execute one step at a time, one day at a time. You may think that reaching massive goals in life requires massive action, but that's false. Some of the biggest goals are only going to be reached and achieved as a result of the small compounding daily actions. So think about that right now. If somebody's listening to this and you're trying to lose 40, 50, 60 pounds, you're thinking, oh my God, that's so much. That's ridiculous. You've got to just make small, good, consistent decisions that are going to just chip away at it, move that needle, right? Never underestimate the power of putting one foot in front of the other. Well, that may just start as one step forward. One step quickly becomes two, then three, then four, and before you know it, you're thousands of steps closer to your goals. This is the only way that I or anybody else that I follow has built anything from the ground up, right? So something super quick to think about, guys, is just that taking those one step, those single steps, man. And you know, if you can't take a step, you fucking crawl, but you don't stop. Life's gonna be there. Life's gonna get in the way. It's gonna throw curveballs. It's gonna kick in the crotch, man. That's part of it, man. And that's what separates the people who really want it from the people who talk a good game and then they just settle for mediocrity. And look, there's always going to be a reason to justify putting off starting the thing it is that you want to do. But look, meditate on it. It's it's your journey. It's nobody else's, right? Your spouse might not be into it. My wife probably doesn't listen to my podcast. She listens to some podcasts, but the content that I'm covering right now isn't really, it's not her thing, maybe. I don't know, maybe it is. She might be listening. But I can't let the fact that I think that my brother, my wife, my mother, my sister, my friends might not like the content that I'm talking about. Because if it's something that strikes a chord within my soul and lights my fire to talk about, then it is my duty to get that out there if I have the platform. Because there is a couple of really good entrepreneurs that I followed. And there's another guy, I'm going to fucking butcher his last name. Nick Sanatastaso or something like that. He's a dude, he doesn't even have legs or arms, but he's a motivational speaker. And what he talks about is the lack of not taking the steps to try to figure out what your gifts are and create those. And curate those to share with the world. That is such an act of selfishness, because he says the way he looked at it is that right now, and this is a quote, I think it was from Tony Robbins, he said that right now there is somebody out there waiting to pay you very handsomely for your service or your gifts, but you just have to expose, refine, and share those gifts with the world. So just take that step, you guys. That's it. And it might not uncover itself on the first 100 steps, but I can tell you, much like my Amazon journey, that I spent the last 15 months, and I don't really think it's for me now. It's just uncovered some things. So do I look at those as failures or as learning tools? Exactly, as learning tools, right? So they have opened up other avenues for me that have exposed me and led me to other people, circles of influence, and ultimately, like, this direction that I'm heading in, which is one, trying to grow this podcast and trying to help right now primarily men in their 40s who need some help with their macros, their diet, their fitness, their nutrition, their mindset, things like that. But I wouldn't have uncovered all that stuff if I wouldn't have taken the steps in the beginning, right? So, and then if you are taking these steps and you're frustrated and you don't feel like you're getting somewhere, just take a look through a different lens and know that if you thought you were moving the needle, odds are you probably were. The takeaway might not be exactly the takeaway that you thought you were going to get when you first started, but I can guarantee you there is a nugget or some gems in there that you can learn from, and then you implement that going forward and see if it opened any doors along the way. But damn it, you owe it to yourself and those people that you haven't met, you haven't crossed paths with, to take those steps to uncover what it is you're trying to achieve, to kick those doors down that you need to go through, to peel back the layers on your gift. Those people are waiting for us, right? They're waiting for us. And it might not even be a monetary thing for you, but they said there are people, just, they're gonna be lined up ready to give you money hand over fist for your gifts, but you gotta take the step. You gotta take the steps. You guys, I love you so damn much. This has been a good one, and I'm gonna wrap it up right there. So like I said, because I butchered it earlier, if you wanna go support the show a little bit, go to patreon.podbean.com/richther, RichTheyer. You can kick a few bucks to me over there, and iTunes, Spotify. Leave a suggestion, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, DM me, Rich_Thayer on Instagram. Let me know what you're thinking. You can go to richthayershow.com. I got the website up. It's still a little bit clunky, but who cares? I love you guys so much. Virtual fist bump, episode 51. Eddie Lynch, if you've listened this far, I love you. Robert Bowers, I love you. Dave Scraggs, all my friends that are tuning in to listen to this, you guys are the fucking best. Virtual fist bump. Here it comes, right at the mic. I love you guys so much. Peace. DM me and let me know what your favorite flavor of protein powder is. Okay? All right. Love you guys.